Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batts with my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Civitas Institute at the University of Texas, writing about education, but in particular, education for mandatory retirement. Richard tells me this is something that universities fuss about all the time because they have to have faculty members who are both famous nationally and internationally, and at the same time young faculty members to continue the university's traditions. And therefore we come to age discrimination. Richard, I never thought to question it before your column. I read your column. What is the explanation or being able to force somebody out of his or her position at 65 or 70? How do they rationalize forcing?
This is the question, is who's doing the forcing? In a place like England, the forcing is done by the government, which is a disaster. This is a case of a private contract. And in order to run a university, what you have to do is to give faculty real protections against being removed so that the Board of Trustees handles the business side of the stuff, the provost oversees the academic side of the stuff, and the president of the university deals a lot with external relations. And if, in fact, you don't have any break on tenure, faculties will all get old. They get command high salaries. The seniority provision gives them all sorts of stuff that they want. It's very hard to get new people in new areas. The rough rule of thumb is keeping somebody at over 70 costs you twice as much as hiring a young person at 35. And so every single university in the world before the government came along decided we have to have this policy. And then afterwards, the people who are let go are given pensions and the opportunity to recontract with other organizations, because this is not a government mandate. And there was a regular market at the once Hastings Law School where people would retire at 65 and they go out to California and they would get themselves another job if they were able. And if they were not, they'd get a pension and they could do something else. They could teach high school. They could basically work in their community. And what it did is it strengthened the university. So what happened is the government, with the help of the AAUP, the American Association of University Professors, which is our guild, said everybody who does it one way is wrong. And we're going to do it the right way. And it turns out they don't know what they're talking about. And what makes this so difficult is, unlike race discrimination or even sex discrimination, where there's really very strong reasons why universities don't want to engage in those practices in the same way, age discrimination laws are easy to enforce and they're counterproductive to every useful activity that you can engage in. There, therefore, is a very expensive process, since everybody knows it's a mistake, to pay add people's salaries in order to leave. So instead of having them go it right, the going rate to get somebody fired is going to take between 1 and 2 times an annual salary, and it may take a couple of years to implement that particular program. And in the meantime, you cannot hire younger people and make the turnout. And what happens is all the good people tend to take these bargains, and the weaker people tend to stay on. But there's no way that you could alter that. So what one has to do in order to make universities more nimble, more responsive, and cheaper to operate is to get rid of the new situations and go back to the market solution, which counted for the greatest improvement in American universities over history. American universities were absolutely dominant institution starting the period about 1950 through a whole variety of programs in which mandatory retirement was one. And then as you start putting this stuff in, the faculties get older. It's a union operation, so many of the people who stay on tend to be more left-wing than they would have otherwise been. It's very expensive to run these kinds of programs. And so if you're in an age where you want to make sure that universities are brought back to some kind of sensible discipline, allow them to determine who's on their faculty and who is not. So I have been both absolutely against this, and back in the 1980s and early 90s when it was an active issue, I basically lobbied everybody I knew in the government to basically keep the rule that tenured faculties could go. And I remember the answer I got from one distinguished provost, which still sets me on ear. He says, why are you worried about this, Richard? It's only the great research universities that are going to be adversely affected, because most people retire anyhow. And my reaction, that's exactly why I'm worried about it, because it's going to downgrade an influence of the great university. And that is something that we cannot afford to have. And so go back to the other system, it seems to me, is an absolute moral imperative. And this is something which probably will take some statutory work to reveal, because it's not all that easy to undo it. But essentially, the most sensible form of discrimination is treated as though it's as illegal as the most invidious forms of discrimination. And it's about time that we stop this particular practice. And it's in the capability of the Republican Congress now to undo something. And it's a double win. What it does is it makes universities freer of government control and cheaper to operate. And it also will bring in a lot of new blood. And it's my guess is that when you do that, the political constitution and composition of these faculty will turn more to the center than they already are. Universities are under a lot of pressure, and they're talking about taxing their endowment and so forth. This is one way in which the government could help by getting rid of a program which is both destructive to the internal operation of the faculty and highly costly to run. That's the fate of most anti-discrimination laws, is you pay a huge amount of money to make the institutions that you regulate worse than they would otherwise be.
I want to use an example, Richard. I have a new book called Righteous Strife by an Oxford historian, Richard Carwardine. It's brilliant. It's gifted. I've heard him read the opening foreword of the book. He speaks brilliantly. I would always want him for my professor. He's reported as retired. Why would you do that? Gifted.
Yeah, the English system forces retirement.
Well, it doesn't it's upside down.
That's crazy. So, I mean, look, there's an old German maxim, that which is not forbidden is required, right? There's no freedom in the middle of that. We force people to stay, and that's stupid. And what the English do is they force them to leave. And remember, most universities in England are publicly funded. So there's one or two schools like Buckingham, which essentially can hire people. The whole point of the system, if you get it right, is you can never depend on a given faculty to say to one of its own on a case-by-case basis, you're not good enough to stay on. When I was back at the University of Chicago, as a very young faculty member, in the early years, there was an option to let somebody stay on for an extra 2 years if the faculty were willing to vote it. And I was asked to come to the meeting, and it was very clear, as everybody in the room was a friend of the fellow who was asked, wanted to stay on. And so they all voted it. And you just cannot have internal dust discipline on that. The great advantage of being anonymous in the market is if you're good, there'll be seven offers on your door by people wanting to pick you up. And if you're not good, you have all sorts of other options outside the
30 business. Seconds, Richard. Are the universities listening, or is this something they don't have time for? 30 seconds.
Look, I just raised the issue, and as best I can tell, it was not discussed at all. There are many platitudes that are regarded as safely truths. But when I wrote my book on Forbidden Grounds back in 1992, it was already very clear to me that this was a disastrous program, and nothing that's happened in the years that have followed have convinced me that I'm wrong. This is something which has to go. What everybody wants to do is wrong because the government says so, is not a way to run universities.
Professor Richard Epstein, Civitas Institute.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When systems go down, when tickets pile up, and your best tech walks out the door, what does all that really cost you? At CBT Nuggets, we help IT teams stay sharp, confident, and certified with online training that's built for the real world. From cybersecurity to cloud, our expert-led courses help your team close skill gaps before they turn into business risks. Invest in your team. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and unlock training that makes your team sharper and your system stronger.